Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. My name is Jeff Calvis. I'm a PM on the Outlook for Mac team. I'm super excited to be here today to talk to you about what's new and what's coming for Outlook for Mac. So this is a 20-minute deep dive. It'll go very fast. We'll spend about half the time going through kind of the why, what, and how we're shipping Outlook for Mac. And then I'll spend about 10 minutes actually showing you our latest build of Mac and the latest and greatest features. First off, a family of Outlooks. Who has seen this slide? All right, so if you've been coming to our deep dive sessions, this is a slide that you have seen throughout. And really, our goal as Outlook is to be the best email and calendar app on all of your devices. So even for the people who use Windows Phone and a Mac, like me, anybody else out there? Outlook provides a consistent experience and set of features when you're moving between your devices. So how do we do that? There's two ways. One is to actually provide an experience that is actually designed for that platform. And that's something that we're really, really investing in. And then the second way to do that is to ship features at or around the same time across these endpoints. So today, in our Mac deep dive, I'll show you these five features in Outlook for Mac. And that's something that is coming across the platforms, which is, in the old days, it would be Outlook on Windows first, years later, on other endpoints. So we're really excited about this transition and this move toward the family of Outlooks. All right, so with Mac specifically, the first thing I wanted to point out in this deep dive is how we're shipping Outlook for Mac. And we're really excited about this because it's a kind of a new way of thinking in our team. We're shipping monthly. We've been doing it actually for a very long time, almost 2 years. So 2 years ago, we shipped Outlook for Mac for Office 365. And this was our first major release after the 2011 release, which was kind of at the end of 2010. So it'd been quite a while, and we were ready to go out to our Outlook users even before the rest of the 2016 suite. So after this point, we've been shipping monthly. And a few milestones along the way. Last year, we had the Office 2016 preview in the spring, shipping monthly throughout, and then shipped the entire suite to customers in the summer, to 365, then volume license, then retail. And recently, one of our big milestones were shipping an insider fast program. So splitting our existing program into two levels and actually shipping not just monthly for production, but weekly for insiders. Monthly is just too slow. We wanted to go to weekly. And one thing I wanted to point out is all during this time we've been shipping monthly our Outlook for Mac 2011 app. So that's our old app, and we've been providing sustaining releases there. And I have my double asterisk at the bottom here. Well, we're only going to do it for about one more year. So part of this presentation is to say it's time to move to 2016. You can run them side by side. You can get your data from 2011 to 2016, and I can help you with that. We can talk afterwards. All right, so what are we doing in Outlook for Mac these days? And really, the investments center around features, service, and enterprise. And with features, it's all about getting the highest demand features into Outlook for Mac, and whether that's a feature that's very important for your set of users at your organization or something that we're hearing all over social media and things like that. And just as important as the features is how we actually design them and making sure that they're designed for the Mac, a consistent experience that matches the interface guidelines and the user action model for the Mac. So that's something that we're really doubling down on in Outlook for Mac. And then, as pointed out in the family slide, delivering investments across the Outlooks at or near the same time. So things like app mentions, focused inbox, they're coming to Outlooks where it would on any device that you have. And a few words about the service. Our goal is to be the best Office 365 client on the Mac. And that goes for Outlook.com as well. A full experience with rich features as you interact with your Exchange online or Office Outlook.com account. And lastly, just a few words on enterprise. Not only are we really focusing on the features that we're delivering that mean most to your users, but actually delivering value to make it easier for you. So improved supportability. And I'll talk a little bit about the support model in Outlook for Mac and how we're going to provide value to organizations with that. All right, so where the rubber hits the road, what have we done this year? So taking those three pillars and actually showing you some of the biggest things we've shipped, all the way from January full screen view down to Focused Inbox, which just went out earlier this month. These are the things that have really embodied those investments. We've done things specifically for Mac, we've done things across our family of Outlooks, and we've done things that our customers have really said we need them. Modern authentication, that's in Outlook on Windows, you need that in Mac. An improved editor with more fonts, more colors, easier to interact with images, we needed to get that in. So all of these things are just an example of how month over month we're providing value in Outlook for Mac. But you might be thinking, my feature wasn't on that list. Well, most of our feedback is actually feature requests. You may have seen our little send a smile in Outlook for Mac, and you might have said, I really need this. We have so many feature requests coming in, we decided to really just put it out in front of everybody. We have a user voice site now, all of the Outlooks do, and this is where you can go to vote. If you sign in, you get 10 votes, and you can put your feature request and vote for others. And this is something that's live right now. Here's our top five currently, and how things are kind of bubbling up. It changes all the time, and this is something our product team uses to prioritize what we want to deliver as those high demand features I mentioned. Now again, you might be thinking, these aren't the things that I really care about in my organization. And we've heard that this is just really a mixture of all the feedback we get. So actually, as of this week, we have a new user voice site. There's just so many feature requests. We split it into two, specifically for the enterprise. And this is linked from the main site. And this is where you can start actually putting in those features that mean most to you. Using your work account, we're actually administering this to make sure that it's actually voted on by those enterprise accounts. All right. And the last thing I wanted to talk about for the slides is the Insider Program. This is something we're really encouraging folks here at Ignite to join, to give us feedback as early as possible, and to get those features to you as fast as possible. So I mentioned in May, we split the existing program into two levels. And this new level, Insider Fast, is actually delivering weekly updates. And it's coming directly from our development branch. So our engineers are checking in code on a Monday, and you're getting that code on a Wednesday. It's pretty amazing. And also with our new ability to flight features, we can give you a set of features in Fast, updating weekly for you to try, respond to feedback, iterate on the design, and actually keep them out of our monthly production releases until they're fully baked and ready. Now for those in Insider, that is now called Insider Slow, this is more of a pre-release program. So if you just want to check out what's going to go to my end users each month, you know, maybe report some showstopper bugs, you can join Insider Slow. And we have a lot of folks that are in that program providing us a lot of value. And essentially with Insider Slow, you get your slow release at the beginning of the month, and then the middle of the month, you get your second release, which is the production release. So these are our three programs. All of our users are in these three set of audiences, and we really want to get you folks down on this end, getting weekly updates. All right. My favorite part, demo. So let's get out of PowerPoint, and let's get over to Outlook for Mac. So before I jump into the app, the first thing I want to show is how to get into Insider Fast. In every Office for Mac app, there's a check for updates command under the help menu, which pulls up our auto update tool. And in the auto update tool, you have a drop down to enroll in Insider Fast. It's that easy. Doesn't depend on your 365 account or volume license or what types of accounts you have added in Outlook. And in the drop down, you see slow, fast. And when you choose fast, it's so fast that the lawyers made us put in more EULA terms. So it's basically saying it's as is. We will support it. We will fix bugs. We want you to find things. But it's just weekly updates was something that we had to put a little bit extra legal into it. All right. The second thing I want to show is the version. So this is yesterday's build. This is what I got from our build server. And I'm activated through an Office 365 subscription. So I'm in Insider Fast. And this is actually shipping right now. So we actually have folks in InsiderFast who are getting this 9/27 build from yesterday. We usually take the Tuesday build and ship it on a Wednesday. All right. There you go. So that's great to hear. All right, so inside the app, we'll go through some of the top features. Let's take this into full screen view. This is something we shipped at the beginning of the year to really use the full real estate of the display. If you have multiple displays, you can put Outlook in one in full screen view and kind of focus on what you need to do. When you open up an email, we kind of go into this focused mode with the curtain in the back, and you can start interacting with the email, looking at contacts. As we open windows, we take care of that for you. You can look at parts of, say, this contact, decide to send an email, and all of this is managed. All right. Looking at the main window and looking at what's new here, you'll see right at the top of the message list is the new focused inbox. So we have a pivot focused and other, where we're looking at if the mail was sent to you versus maybe some other promotional emails that go into focused. And it's up to you to kind of, you know, you can help help focused inbox actually get better by maybe moving items or setting a rule to always move these types of items back and forth. Also in the message list, you'll notice right away, things might look a little different from maybe your Outlook for Mac app. We have unread messages indicated by this blue dot. That's something that you might have seen the blue bar before that's like on Outlook for Windows. This is a lot like Apple Mail. This is a lot like iOS Outlook and iOS Mail. We're doing these things to provide an experience that is consistent on the platform. Also some new icons here, new hover controls. You'll see the flags updated. Trash cans back, and right next to the trash can is archive. So the one-click archive to move a message to your archive folder is here, and this is all tied into our undo stack, so you can move stuff in and out as you need. All right, next we'll show that travel and package tailored experiences that I mentioned on the slide. This is something that we're shipping across all Outlooks to provide a little bit of an additional value in within the app and help you really manage your day a little bit better. You know, we've all get confirmation emails that have tons of information in them, and really the things you need are kind of sometimes hard to find, like the confirmation number. And with this tailored experiences UI, all the things that matter most to you are right up front. And we provide a few quick actions to take a look a little bit deeper. So I can click on view in calendar and I go directly to the item in the calendar. And you can see we even have some new fancy popovers to tell us that same information within the calendar. And if I'm ready, I can check into the flight right from the calendar in Outlook. Come on, Southwest. All right. And going back to the mail view, another thing that we have introduced along with the entire family of Outlooks is at mentions. And at mentions is something that you do inside a message, but it's also something that kind of helps you triage email and kind of find the things that are important to you. You'll notice here I have an item that has an at mention actually in the message list that tells me maybe you should take a look at this one. And even if that little at mention is something that is too subtle for you, we actually even have a filter where you can see everything that was mentioned. Okay, that's the one I was looking for. In this situation, I'm Garth. So I was at mentioned, and you can even see the at mentioned line is put into the message preview, even though it's not even at the top part of the message. We're actually looking at what's in the message and putting that into the message preview property. All right, so I mentioned you can use this in the compose experience to quickly find people that you want to call attention to. I'm adding Allie, and we have a search experience to help you find Dennis. I'm not sure that's the one. And call attention to these folks and make sure they're in the to line. So there's another document I want these folks to look at, and I'll attach it. Now this is actually a cloud document, and I now have cloud documents in my attachment. So this is one of the things we've been working on in that first slide, attachments in the cloud. This is now an InsiderFast in today's release, and we can now actually attach from cloud locations and bring in this MRU, this most recently used list of attachments, to actually put those into the new attachment well, where I get some information about the attachment along with that it's a cloud. I can, just to make sure that's the right one, I can view it in the browser. which will go to my SharePoint site. Yes, that's the one. And I can also attach items that are not in the cloud, say from my desktop right there. And if they're not in my MRU, we actually have a full browse experience where I can find the item I'm looking for in the SharePoint site or OneDrive site and add it to the message. There you go. SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business. And if for your personal accounts like Outlook.com, we have the OneDrive Consumer as well. All right, so another few things before I send this message. Take a look here, is I mentioned that new editor, having a rich set of fonts and colors. I like my American typewriter. I like my theme colors here, the Outlook blue. And if I want to put an image into the message, as a PM, I'm always taking screenshots and sending them. If I need to resize it, I can actually now do that in the app. This was something that you couldn't do before with our old editor. I have to paste it into Word, resize it, paste it back. And here I can also even do things like add alt text. So the image has complete metadata for all my recipients. Hello world. All right. And speaking of accessibility, actually, I wanted to show, we just brought in our accessibility checker. This is available across the Office for Mac suite now. I can run it. It'll take a look, and it'll find items where maybe things are confusing. I have too many blank characters, and it'll update and make sure that message is ready to send. All right. The last feature I want to show is something I talked about a little bit before, is contact support within the app. How are we going to make the supporting Outlook for Mac easier and connect your biggest issues directly to our team as fast as possible? So we used to have a send a smile, send a frown. You might say search isn't working. It would go, we would get that, but we wouldn't get any other information and we wouldn't necessarily know how to contact you. This actually now, which is in Insider Fast and our Insider program, can connect you directly to our support team and our product team right now as we ramp up this program. So you could tell us search isn't working, and we're able to actually pull some data about your OS. Are you now in Sierra? Are you on 64-bit build? And we can know things like maybe Spotlight needs to be restarted. So this is the kind of future direction of support in the app. It's just an Insider Fast right now, moving out to our Insider Slow level. And this is something that we want all of you guys to actually use and try out when you have issues. All right, so that's the demo. I'll just wrap up the deck here by showing the evaluate and the last kind of few plugins. We've had plugs for our sessions. The one that's coming up is the Outlook Experts tomorrow, and we have another one for the mobile iOS, Android, and Windows Phone coming tomorrow as well. Thank you for your time. Oh, yes. Yes. So contact support right now, when you try using it, it actually initiates a ticket to our system. And right now in the Insider program, it'll actually send an email back to you. We'll contact you through email and we'll send back and forth. And we're actually working to make that a better model, bring in things like chat, which you see in Outlook on iOS and Android. So you can actually have a full experience and get help right away. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. All right, thank you for your time, and feel free to stick around a little bit. We'll also go down to the expo at our Outlook booth, and happy to talk to you about what you like and what you don't like in Outlook for Mac. Thanks.